We are currently developing for the Secretary General a UN global plan of action to prevent violent extremism. And we're doing that through an interagency group of all 38 UN agencies, because their violent extremism affects all those four core areas: peace and security, human rights, humanitarian action, sustainable development. So that's one example of where we have focus. Another is foreign terrorist fighters, where we were mandated by the Security Council to bring the whole UN system together to develop a foreign terrorist fighters implementation plan. 10 agencies have submitted some 36 major projects that are meant to impact on different aspects of the life cycle of the foreign terrorist fighter, from the point that he or she is radicalized, recruited, operationalized, financed, armed, returned to their country as a foreign terrorist fighter, prosecuted, or rehabilitated and reintegrated. So the purpose of this FTF implementation plan is to have a direct practical impact on that life cycle of the foreign terrorist fighter. Not only are we doing this through just talk, but these are specific implementation plans and resource mobilization. So we are developing this based on Security Council, not just General Assembly resolutions. The necessity of multilateral cooperation centered on the UN, with the Secretary General taking leadership, for example, on the plan of action, is an illustration of how the UN is not only a convening force, but its aim is to impact.
Given the urgency, have you set yourselves deadlines? Has the Secretary General set you a deadline for when you need to start transforming this talk into effective, actionable plans?
Well, the deadline is yesterday. We have been working assiduously, not only through the UN system, but we want to present not an ivory tower document, but a very practical plan of action, which has two sets of recommendations, one to member states and the other to the UN system and how we can support. And the idea is, for the Secretary General has already announced that he intends to launch this plan of action early in the new year in the General Assembly. And then out of that, we hope very much the General Assembly will be able to come up with a strong outcome resolution that would send a resounding no to violent extremists. And in that, then it will give us a way to operationalize, because everything that the UN does has to have the backing, the support, the political endorsement of member states.